Now to close up, Dairy Australia's latest situation and outlook report is forecasting an overall drop in milk production after a slow spring and summer. I spoke with Dairy Australia industry analyst John Droppett. What has been revealed in this latest report, John?
The latest report's really a catalogue of more of the same in some respects. Markets remain depressed, and that's because of an imbalance between supply and demand. And conditions have been pretty tight for Australian farmers here, so we're starting to see milk production fall below last year.
What conditions are making it tight for farmers at the moment, John?
Basically, they're going into their second or third year for some of high costs. So feed grain and hay are very expensive. And the milk price, because of those international market issues, is a bit lower than it was the previous year, about 6% lower for the exporting farmers. So really, they're seeing pressure on their margins from both sides of the coin, really.
Are most of our farmers still relying on local Australian markets, or are we seeing an increase in exports overseas now?
About two-thirds of our milk stays here in Australia. So we do have a substantial market right here in Australia. But the third that gets exported tends to influence the farm gate price quite substantially. So our prices are more stable than, for example, in New Zealand, because we've got that huge domestic market here to soak up all that milk. But at the end of the day, the export market does influence because of, free trade and the ability to import or export product as the market dictates.
The national volume was down at the end of 2015. What are you forecasting for this year?
We're forecasting the 2015-16 season, so ending June 2016, will be about 1 to 2% lower in terms of overall milk production. Again, this is due to tighter margins, which gives farmers less opportunity to respond to what they're dealing with in terms of dry conditions.
What will ultimately impact milk flows and productivity of the dairy industry this year?
We've really seen a lot of what we've seen in terms of milk flows this season has been because of farmers learning from previous seasons, and they've been putting strategies into place early. And in many cases, that means milk flows fall earlier because farmers are taking steps earlier to protect their businesses. So what we're going to see going forward is really going to come down to the weather. And if we don't see any change in the markets, it'll be about whether we see an early autumn break or not. And in some regions, it already has rained quite unseasonably for February, and that's got a bit of pasture out of the ground. But for those that are still dry, they're going to be adopting a fairly defensive business strategy going into the end of the season. And that we're probably going to see milk flows remain below last year while that's the case.
Despite these lower milk flows, is there still plenty of opportunity for export growth this year, John?
There's plenty of markets out there, and we continue to see milk processors, the existing milk processors, developing markets overseas through Southeast Asia and China, and even traditional markets such as Japan are doing pretty well at the moment. But there's also a lot of interest in investment from companies that hadn't been involved in the dairy industry, and it's heartening to see that investment just continue even when the market is in a trough. So we're seeing a lot more proposals for new dairy plants and for the existing one, and also investment at the farm level as well.